With some interest, I was browsing through my app store on my phone and I saw SANRAL, the South African National Road Agency. They had an app, a phone application, where you could take a photograph of a pothole and report it. And I thought it was quite novel, quite interesting. But then I also thought, isn't that the role of municipalities? Don't you report them directly to your municipality? So we thought we'd ask Lo Kaname, is the engineering executive at the South African National Road Agency. Lo, in August this year, the Transport Minister, Fikile Mbalula, he announced this national program to deal with potholes across the country. It's called Vala Zonke. That's the name of the program. It translates into isiZulu as close all. So essentially, the minister wants all potholes to be closed. When did this pothole app by the South African National Road Agency, when was this launched?
Hi, morning, Lester. Yes, no, the app was also launched on the 8th of August this year, along with the launch of Vala Zonke. And it is really there to assist members of the public in reporting potholes because, in your introduction, you indicated you just reported to the local municipality, but that in itself sometimes is a huge challenge. Just getting the right number to phone and then getting someone to actually answer that call of yours for you to be able to report a pothole. It's not always that straightforward and easy as it sounds.
According to the data, there's something like 25 million potholes on South Africa's roads. If each and everyone is going to be taking pictures and taking geolocations of these potholes, that's a heck of a lot of potholes to fill. Which holes, which roads get priority?
Yeah, so obviously the intention is to really try and focus on the corridors that's got the higher traffic volumes, and specifically also those that have a lot of public transport moving along the corridors, because that's really where your highest risk sits should something happen in the instance of a pothole that's unattended.
How will this app work? Usually in, for example, the city of Cape Town, you report what is known as a C3 to the municipality. You get your record, your receipt or your reference number, and you routinely check in with the municipality on when the C3 complaint or query has been seen to. Do you take this information from this phone application and then direct it to the municipalities? How does it work?
Yeah. So I think the main difference is maybe in a place like Cape Town, it's still working pretty well, but there's quite a few places in South Africa where reporting something like a pothole is not working that well. So how it works is the member of the public downloads the app, he reports the pothole, and not always necessarily to capture a photo. You can also just drop a pin there if you while you're driving. That comes up on our system here centrally. We then matches the locality of the pothole with the relative road, as well as then who's the custodian of that specific road section, and we then electronically workflow that reported pothole to the relevant authority for them to take action.
How do we ensure? How does the South African National Road Agency ensure that a municipality, in fact, acts in fixing that road, whether or not they have sufficient budget to fix that road, whether that due process and transparent tender processes are used to fix that road? How do you deal with all that bureaucracy and administration, I think, is necessary in order to fix a damaged piece of road?
Yeah, I see that's, I think, one of the biggest challenges. In South Africa, the Constitution has assigned the responsibility for roads to three spheres. So there's nearly 288 authorities that potentially are responsible for a piece of road in the country. And that's now where the challenge comes. I mean, we get now the centralized reporting. We're able to track where the hotspots are, where potholes are not being attended to, enabling us and the department to follow up with that relevant authority on why nothing is happening. But constitutionally, that's where the challenge then comes. You cannot really force then constitutionally to do something if in terms of the constitution they've got autonomy in terms of their roads within their local authority. But at least at a high level, we were able to get a sense of where are the problems and where are the problems related to potholes not being timeously attended.
Isn't that sometimes frustrating with the spirit of cooperative governance and three spheres of government, local, provincial, national? We expect the national authority to have overriding powers, or at least instructive powers. For example, a small municipality, let's say for argument's sake, in the Northern Cape, if roads aren't fixed, it's sometimes a little bit frustrating when we say three spheres of government, local, provincial, national, and then it seems quite frustrating that if the national roads agency sees a problem in a local municipality somewhere in the Northern Cape, for example, it cannot act because of the separation of the three spheres of government. That must be very frustrating.
Yeah, no, that is very frustrating, and that's also something that the members of the public sometimes just can't understand. But why do someone just not take action? And it's really, with all the good intention that there was with the Constitution, it really becomes a barrier where you cannot just step in and go and repair a pothole on someone else's asset. In terms of it, and you literally, as you say, have to sit on the side. You drive past the pothole, but you are not mandated to fix that pothole.
But look, we've seen many civic groups, community organizations, ratepayers associations saying, heck, we're not going to wait for our municipality. We're going to fill it ourselves. We're going to find some concrete, some cement, something simply to plug it. Of course, not engineeringly sound. But you accept the frustrations of many communities, say, we're not going to wait for this nonsense municipality. We're going to do it ourselves. That is not necessarily, from a legal perspective, also from a road engineering perspective, I understand, not necessarily the best thing to do, noting the frustrations of many communities.
Yeah, no, I think specifically if the pothole is not prepared correctly and, say, someone may use concrete and that piece of concrete comes loose and it's flung up into the windscreen of an approaching car. So it comes with major risks for the members of the public. One understands their frustration. And I mean, we are now with the National Department of Transport trying to work at initiatives in terms of adopt a road program where there's a formal way how private sector can become involved in terms of that. But once again, we are busy looking at all the Act as well as the associated regulations in terms of the amendments that needs to occur to those to enable this to happen effectively. But we are working on ways to enable better private sector community involvement going forward in initiatives to maintain certain roads.
Lo Kaname is the engineering executive at the South African National Road Agency. This pothole app, would you use it? 021-446-0567. Have you used it before? Have you seen some response or action? Let me know. 072-567-1567.